I'm Mary Hartnett with a look at Siouxland Public Media News. Early findings show that the bridge that was burning yesterday under I-29 in Sioux City has sustained more than just black soot marks. Iowa Department of Transportation authorities say it's too early to speculate on the degree of damage the culvert bridge sustained after the encampment blaze, which is under investigation. The low-hanging Interstate 29 bridge near the Wesley Parkway overpass was only a year old when it was scorched by flames from a burning homeless encampment yesterday afternoon. As expected, Iowa's congressional delegation has split along party lines in the vote on procedures for the next phase of the House impeachment inquiry. Republican Steve King voted no. Democrats Dave Lobsack, Abby Finkenauer, and Cindy Axne voted yes. Election day for local and school races is next week, and this marks the first statewide election for which Iowa's new voter ID law is in full effect. Iowans voting in person on election day should bring an Iowa driver's license, state, military, or tribal ID, U.S. passport, or voter ID card to the polls. Voters who don't have one of these can contact their county auditor and get a voter identification card or information about other options. People voting early or by email don't really need a voter ID. There's a space for an ID number on the form, but county auditors are supposed to help fill in that information if a voter doesn't have it. Voters who are at the polls without any form of ID or without an attester can vote a provisional ballot. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.